Well, welcome to Saturday, the day upon which God commanded his people to rest. From sundown Friday until sundown Saturday was called the Sabbath, or Shabbat in the Hebrew language. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That word Shabbat is most frequently translated as rest, but perhaps a more accurate translation is to stop working, the notion of an active cessation from labor on the final day of the week. And what I love is that Shabbat begins on Friday night. I've always found Friday night a special time. In fact, it's my favorite time of the week. After a hard and satisfying week's work, work in ministry that brings me great joy and fulfillment, but hard work nevertheless, it's such a special thing to be able to step back from it, to cease my labors, and to take some rest. Now, that cadence doesn't work for everyone. I get that. But each of us needs at least a day of rest a week, preferably two. Back in the day, the religious leaders, hypocrites that they were, attacked Jesus for allowing his disciples to pluck grain to eat out in the field on the Sabbath. But Jesus responded, Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28, "The Sabbath day was made to help people. People weren't made to be ruled by the Sabbath, so the Son of Man is the Lord of every day, even the Sabbath." In other words, God ordained a day to be set aside for us to cease from our labors. Why? To help us, as a blessing to us. God created a Shabbat rest for you. Don't squander it. Choose a day each week and cease from your labors. That's his word, fresh for you today. In fact, God wants you to experience his peace, his rest, every day of the week. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.